Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. You know, I've said a lot on this show about how the Republican Party can't be trusted with money. They're offered return of our federal tax dollars to alleviate our state tax burden. They turned it down. Turned down $1 billion for trains, $1 billion for Medicaid, $50 million for broadband, $50 million a month, $600 million a year for fighting any sort of emergency order on masks. And that's how much we're losing in federal food aid as a result. They turned down tens of millions of dollars because they insist on a one-week waiting period for unemployment comp benefits when the federal government wanted to fund benefits right from the start on our federal tax dollars, which we're not getting back otherwise anyway. Say it's because they're conservatives. There are a lot of conservatives in Virginia and South Carolina, and they have a lot of Navy bases down there, a lot of them. They don't turn that down. A lot of conservatives in Florida, and they have a space base, and they also have Navy bases. They don't turn that down. And we're being played for suckers up here by fake conservatives who pose as Republicans. But one of the things that just happened really highlights this. You may not recall, but back at the beginning of the last campaign, somebody stole $2.3 million from the Republican Party in Wisconsin. They just hacked in and they helped themselves. And that's how pitiful they are. That is how pitiful their security systems are, their knowledge is. Their donors give them a lot of money, and $2.3 million gets stolen. They just announced, and they're very proud of this. Well, we got $943,000 back. Great. You're a patsy. You're a rube. You walk around with your pockets sticking out. You get picked for $2.3 million. And you get under $1 million of it back and you boast about it. That's how pathetic, financially, fiscally pathetic, the Republican Party is. They're still out more than $1.3 million. Somebody got away with $1.3 million. Somebody robbed the bank. They didn't show up with a gun. They didn't have a stagecoach that they rode off with and robbed or whatever. No. They just walked into their computers and said, give us $2.3 million. The Republican Party is no good around money. They're not honest around money. Turned over to their donors, their policy mules for the donor occupation group, and they will let their donors do anything they can to pay no taxes and to get their hands on any public money they can. And they'll also deliberately injure their own state because they think that conservatives turned down the return of federal tax dollars, their own federal tax dollars, and they substitute state tax dollars, and we're double taxed in Wisconsin. And then somebody points out to them, you think you're conservative. There are killer conservatives in South Carolina, in Florida, in Texas, Virginia. They really are. They make our guys look like pikers. They make them look stupid. They grab every federal tax dollar they can get their hands on, and it's not what they paid in. They get a lot more back than they paid in. And our rubes, let me tell you what rubes we are because of the Republican Party. Back a long time ago, and this has changed, but you may remember, milk subsidies around the country were based on how far you were from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. That's how stupid we were. And our people went along with it. The Republicans went along with it. So if you're in California or Florida or New York, you get much higher subsidies because you're a long way from Kenosha, from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. If you're in Chippewa Falls, you don't get Schneider. That's close to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. If you're in La Crosse, anywhere in Wisconsin, you don't get Schneider compared to what they're getting everywhere else. And our people put up with that. Largely Republicans put up with that because they thought that's what conservatives do. The only thing worse than a conservative is a dumb conservative who thinks he's conservative while his pockets are being picked. And then he's elected to office and the state's pockets get picked. So they got 943,000 back and they boast about it. They boast about it. They said, we only got ripped off for $1.3 million net. It wasn't 2.3. It was only $1.3 million net. So we really know what we're doing on money. We really are the money people. Just be aware of the facts. Always be aware of the facts. Here's another act of vandalism by the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature. The assembly under Voss and the Senate's going to go along with it. Also gerrymandered and illegitimate. They just passed a resolution that Attorney General Call should join 13 other right-wing Republican state lawsuits attacking Biden's COVID relief plan, and especially the provision that says you can't just take it, reduce your state taxes, and give no relief to people. That is eminently in the power of the Congress to have done, and they passed it that way. It's a frivolous lawsuit. And remember this 13-state lawsuit. There are more than that attorney generals in right-wing states who also brought suit to stop the certification of Wisconsin's votes. And it was led by the Texas attorney general. Excuse me. The last time the Texas attorney general didn't like the way Wisconsin voted was in 1860 when they voted for Abraham Lincoln. And how did that work out? It didn't work out real well. So here's the deal, guys. Keep your damn nose out of our business, you see? But this, the Republican legislature in this state is so servile to what they think is conservatism. And basically, they're rubes. They walk around with their pockets stuck out, grinning. They grin. Well, in this particular case, Josh Call is not going to go along with it. They did it as a resolution because the governor can't veto resolutions. He can veto legislation, but not resolutions. So this is nothing more than woofing and trash talking. But there are some things. Do you remember lame duck? Supreme Court upheld it. They said Voss is the governor. Voss is the attorney general, basically, even though Evers and Call won. And as a result of all this, they have told him, in the past, they try to control settlements in litigation, and they try to control not just settlements, but they try to get him not to drop lawsuits that right-wing attorney generals around the country, not on this particular instance, but on other instances, on the Affordable Care Act, for instance. And I'll tell you what I'd do if I were Josh Call. He's a good lawyer, but what I would do is there's something that trumps the Wisconsin legislature, and that's the rules of professional conduct. Rules of professional conduct govern lawyers. No legislature can say you can act fraudulently. It's not going to work. It's against public policy. I'd go in front of these judges and I'd say, we have a right-wing gerrymandered Republican legislature that did this. I have determined in my view that this particular litigation that they want me to continue, and I'm not talking now about the one on COVID relief. I'm talking back about the Affordable Care Act one, but there will be others, is frivolous. And I have a duty to inform the court, and I have a duty to withdraw from a case that I think is frivolous and not lend my signature to it. And I want a declaration from this court that I'm acting responsibly in doing that. And the court would do it. And the Wisconsin legislature could go back to their donors and they could gnash their teeth and it wouldn't do them any good. We're going to phones. Greg of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Greg?
Morning, Matt. You're talking about these restrictions and voting in certain states. And in Georgia, or during the last presidential election, during the certification process, some folks, some states, some people worried about whether or not you won that state, whether or not they were going to certify that state. That some of these folks, how are they going to vote? And I know you said in the past that it shouldn't be that way. It should just be automatic. If you win that state, it shouldn't even be a person. It just should be automatically. You get that. You get that electoral vote. But in Georgia now, and maybe you can explain this to me, they passed in that law where they passed voter restrictions on drop boxes and times and things like that. There's also a provision in there, I believe, that allows for the legislature or board members to temporarily replace that certification person if they don't. Am I reading that right, or what is that all about? And is that a big deal or not?
Right. That is the most. That's the most disturbing part. You just nailed it, of the Georgia thing. All the other stuff is bad, but the really disturbing part was that they've said that the state legislature overrides local election commissioners and overrides the Secretary of State. So the next time the legislature will decide, and Kansas is passing legislation like that too, that says that the executive has to butt out and that the judiciary can't review it. That's an attack by one co-equal branch of government, the legislature, and two other co-equal branches. That has got to be held unconstitutional. If it's not held unconstitutional, you are going to see that election commissioners and secretaries of state in Georgia and Kansas are going to have no role whatsoever. It'll be the gerrymandered legislature. Thanks for calling, Greg. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.